It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. President Joe Biden did not waste a lot of time rejoining the Paris Climate Accord. He did that, actually, on his first day in office. Jenna Yackel is an organizer with the Sierra Club, and she joins us this morning to talk about the importance of the U.S. being an international player in addressing the climate crisis and the need for local action here in our community. Hey, Jenna, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me.
So after you watched the former administration withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord, how did you feel as an environmentalist and a human being who grew up here in Duluth to see President Biden rejoin that accord on his very first day in office?
Yeah, well, I think like a lot of folks, I let out a big sigh, and then I poured my coffee and I got back to work. On his first day, Joe Biden signed executive orders also to scrap plans for future drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. He canceled the Keystone XL tar sands pipeline, in addition to rejoining the climate agreement. And I think later this week is expected for more executive orders to protect climate. And for me, I think it's really important to view the entire lineup of his first day executive orders together. So along with rejoining the climate agreement, there were executive orders to promote racial equity, ending the ban on U.S. entry from majority Muslim countries, banning discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation, and the COVID response, and like so many others. And this package to me really acknowledges that we live in relationship with one another into the natural world, and that policy choices about how we interact with our home, the water and air and land, which hold us, don't happen in a bubble. We have so much work to do. And my big hope from Inauguration Day really was stirred up by the emphasis on democracy. It's not just up to another old white guy to save us. It's up to all of us to figure it out together. And excited to hold Biden and the administration and our state and local elected officials accountable for their commitments to the people.
Why is it critical, do you think, that the U.S. rejoins the international effort to combat climate change?
Yeah, well, I think the rejoining was both significant and also symbolic, I think. It's common sense to rejoin, and like to me, it's the bare minimum. And it's not even that we're back in the climate game. The U.S. clearly has the capacity, resources, knowledge, skills, not only to make big structural changes at home, but can share that leadership with other countries through the Paris Agreement, which is really a framework that helps countries set short-term goals and long-term strategies. It provides a framework for financial and technical and just like capacity building support. And so I think it's great to see the current administration will be like real teammates and leaders in that space, because addressing the climate crisis has been made a number one priority on day one.
There have been some reversals on the federal level, and yet it's been fascinating to me over the last 4 years how many states kind of went ahead and went their own way and diverged from the feds when it came to setting environmental standards in some instances, setting emission standards in other settings. It seems like the states kind of different states, depending on, you know, where they are and who lives there, kind of went their own way and continued or enacted legislation that was actually tougher than federal standards. What is your sense now about where is Minnesota, and is there an area where we've maybe fallen down, need to play catch up, maybe some areas where we're ahead of the game? Where do we fit in the big picture?
Yeah, and that's a great question. Last week, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency released a report showing that Minnesota is failing to meet its climate goals. And just reading that report and reflecting on growing up in Duluth, where January was a solid negative 12 degrees throughout the entire month. And like this year, we experienced a 40-degree day, and it rained. And to me, that's really jarring. That's really scary. We certainly need new, strong policies to implement a plan of action at the scale that the science demands. And that report was really, it was described by the MPCA's climate director as a wake-up call. It shows a pretty shocking lack of progress towards meeting the goals set by Minnesota legislature in 2007, the Next Generation Act. And you're right, in some cases we're moving backwards. What we're doing isn't working. We have missed many of our targets, and unless we make big changes in how we produce electricity, how we grow food, how we get around, how we heat and cool our buildings and homes, we'll miss our next target of a 25% reduction in greenhouse gases by 2025. But it's we're in the legislative session now, and there, I think, are many opportunities for our state leaders at the Capitol to make some of those big changes.
If our listening audience is interested in getting involved, and our listening audience is, because that's just how they roll, where are some good places for them to start? Minnesota, the one thing Minnesota has no shortage of, and that's folks that are concerned about the environment and different groups that are working to try to make changes. But if people say, I want to go where I can do the most good or where I can have the most impact, what are you recommending?
Yeah, yes, to change everything, we need everyone. Everyone has a home in the environmental justice movement, and I really encourage folks to find their lane, own their role, and mobilize in your community. Are you a storyteller? Write blogs, letters to the editor, op-eds, share on social media. If you're an advocate, meet with your decision makers and hold them accountable. If you're an organizer, get a petition going. Take action, sign those petitions, call your decision makers, submit public comments, testify at hearings. Tell your legislators to pass the 100% Clean Energy Bill or the Clean Cars Minnesota Act. There are so many ways to get involved. And really encourage folks to follow and listen and learn from frontline and grassroots leaders, particularly Black, Indigenous, and people of color environmental justice leaders and youth leaders in our community for information and ways to plug in.
We will do a little bit of snooping and we'll get some links up that may help folks get started. Jenna, thanks so very much for joining us this morning. What a treat to talk with you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Jenna Yackel is the local organizer with the Sierra Club, and she joined us this morning as our guest here on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.